Jeremy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. Now, Jeremy, I know you cover the NFL a lot. Has the World Cup of Hockey been on your radar in Chicago at all?
Well, no, not for me. If it was a little, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, I might be able to pay attention to it, but it's full-throat football season here in Chicago right now.
Okay. I thought even with, like, Patrick Kane and Taze and all their big guys that maybe although they're probably wondering why they're playing Kane with Justin Ablicator, so I could see why Chicago fans wouldn't be overly excited about it. Nonetheless, the Chicago Bears, they have an opportunity to go 1-1 early, and it's fine, and most things look good. They're at home against a Philadelphia team with a rookie quarterback who John Jaworski, who's doesn't heap praise a lot, said he thought it was the best quarterback debut by a rookie he's seen in like 40 years. What did you think of Wentz, and what do the Bears' defense have planned for him tonight?
Well, I thought Wentz did look very good. And, Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio could not stop gushing about Wentz this week and how good he did look in that opener. I'm tempering my expectations with Wentz, not because I think he's a bad player, but anybody's going to look good against that Cleveland Browns defense. So, I think that, that helped him out a little bit. I know that he did play well. I don't think he turned the ball over. That's a great sign. They were able to run the ball a little bit. That was, what took a little bit of pressure off of him. And I think that's going to be the key for the Bears, to shut down that rushing attack and force Wentz to make plays, because he's still a rookie. He's still, he's never played a Monday Night Football game before. So you pressure him and you make him one-dimensional, and the Bears should have a good chance.
Alshon Jeffrey, how healthy is he?
He's healthy right now and playing at a fairly high level. I think the concern more with the passing attack is Kevin White and how horrible he looked out there in that first game. Kind of looked lost just mentally and physically, stopped a route which led to an interception. So I think the Eagles are going to try and limit Alshon Jeffrey, probably roll a safety over the top, and that's going to leave Kevin White open one-on-one opportunities. He's got to take advantage of those, or else that passing attack is going to struggle like it did last week.
Mark Michaud and Jason Greger taking a look at Monday Night Football. We're joined by Jeremy Stoltz from BearReport.com. The Bears fell in week one 23-14 to the Texans. In your opinion, Jeremy, was that just the way the Bears were playing, or did the Texans flat out play better than the Bears back in week one?
Well, if you go back and look, the Bears were leading 14-10 at halftime in that game. We're leading 14-13 going into the fourth quarter. So it wasn't like they just got blown out. The Bears actually outplayed the Texans in the first half. The offense, it fell apart in the second half. The first drive for the offense, Jay Cutler threw an interception. I think just unraveled from there. And, the Texans have a really good defense, so, credit to them. But I think it was a really good sign for the Bears just in the fact that they were able to go on the road against a playoff team with one of the best defenses in the NFL and hang and had an opportunity to win that game. So I think, the 23-14 total didn't look great. Some of the stats didn't look great, but the Bears were in that game. So I think that, they showed me a little bit more than I actually expected this year, and I actually have higher expectations for them tonight.
It's still incredibly early in the season, Jeremy, both what happened with the Vikings with Peterson going down and they don't have a starting quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. Is this a must-win game already for the Bears? They really do not want to go 0-2, especially when that division might be a little bit weaker than we thought heading into the regular season.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Sam Bradford looked really, really good last night for the Vikings. I mean, him being able to carry that Vikings offense with Adrian Peterson going out early and really doing nothing while he was on the field was really impressive. So, yeah, they look great. I think the Packers, even though that offense struggled, they're still going to be one of the better teams in the NFC. So, yeah, you mentioned it earlier. I think it's 12% of the teams that go 0-2, make the playoffs. So an 88% chance of, getting flushed down the toilet if the Bears lose tonight. So this is a game at home against an Eagles team with a first-year head coach and a rookie quarterback. I mean, this is a game that they should win, that they that they expect to win. And, yeah, if you can't beat the Eagles in this situation, under the primetime lights with that rookie quarterback, then you probably aren't as far along as you thought you were beginning in the season.
Jeremy Stoltz from BearReport.com joins us Monday night right here on TSN 1260 tonight, the Bears and the Eagles. Jeremy, speaking of high expectations, former Bear Matt Forte off to quite the start. Do you think he can maintain that? And is there any, remorse in Chicago that they let him go?
Well, I don't know if there's any remorse. I think you have to wonder when the wheels are going to fall off for Matt Forte, and the Bears made some investments with draft picks in both Jeremy Langford and Kadeem Carey, plus Jordan Howard this year. So They've been looking to get younger at that running back position. And, you know, Matt Forte turned 30. They thought it was the right time to move on. But, boy, has he looked great. I mean, 3 touchdowns in that Thursday night game against the Bills defense. He didn't look like he lost a step. And, you know, I covered him for 5 years, and I've never seen a more well-conditioned athlete. You know, they say that running backs fall off the cliff at 30 years old. But I didn't think it was going to happen with Matt Forte just because of how well he does maintain and take care of his body. So it's really not surprising to me that he's been able to maintain that level. And I don't see him slowing down, at least not this year. Maybe when he gets 31, 32, he might be relegated to that pass-catching role. But he's still a workhorse, and, you know, he doesn't show any signs of being any less of a player than he was in Chicago.
And they simply don't have anybody can replace his versatility, right, overall. So that, you know, the offense in Chicago, not that it was one-dimensional in any sense, but you knew that Matt Forte, you know, along with Jolson and when Jeffries and, of course, Marshall when he was there, they were the go-to guys, of course. But how do you see the offense now, like, having to switch out backs at different times because they really don't have a guy who can do everything as well as Forte, who is a pretty good blocker as well?
Yeah, Matt Forte, he said, if you forget, he, a couple of years ago, set the record for most catches in the NFL, in NFL history for a running back. So it just tells you the type of all-around player. Yeah, you're not going to replace him with just one guy. The Bears are trying, though, Jeremy Langford, last year's fourth-round pick out of Michigan State. He had 17 of the 18 carries for running backs last week, and it looks like it's going to be his show moving forward, at least for the time being. But there are some other options: Kadeem Carey, Jordan Howard, the fifth rounder that they really like, a between the tackles runner who maybe later on in the year might be able to get some more touches. But they would love for Jeremy Langford right now to develop into that all around back, be a guy who can stay on the field in the third downs, keep the quarterback clean and pass protection, and be a weapon in the receiving game as well. So they're going to keep rolling him out there, and we're going to see with Langford. I mean, the jury's still out. Didn't have a great game week one. Didn't really have an outstanding season his rookie year. So we'll see what happens with him. It's a relative unknown trying to replace a back that was so proficient as Matt Forte.